This is Twit.
I have a lot of people that email and call, and I talk on the air. They ask me, how did Ham Nation start? Well, it started not quite from this studio, but down the street a little bit on the same street, Keller Street, was the cottage, as Leo and the crew called it. It was a little cottage. And Sarah and I came here to meet Leo. We hadn't met him, but he had already been using our PR-40. So we came here and spent a really nice time with he and everyone at the cottage. But while we were out to dinner a couple of nights, and we did, if you've never seen Triangulation 8, you might want to go look at Triangulation 8. It was a great program that Leo and I did together. And during that time, his chat room came up, and most of them were not their normal little handles. They were their ham radio calls. And he says, said to me, Heil, did you set these guys up? And I said, no, this is pretty much your audience. I said, just remember, we were the original geeks. So we're very excited about having the opportunity to do that. He wanted us to do a show. I didn't get out of the parking lot until I called Joe Walsh. As you all know, Joe is a very good friend of Sarah and ours. And I called Joe because it was Joe that turned me on to Leo Laporte when we were out here in California listening to him on a KFI. And so I called Joe. I said, hey, we want to do a show. And I didn't know. I figured it would go one or two shows. That was about it. Well, it went a little longer. But the second guy I called when I hung up with Joe was this guy, Gordon West, because Gordo is just a magnificent, he's just a great promoter of this hobby. And I thought, aha. And that's how we started. We had no idea that we'd be going more than two shows. And I think you're going to hear something after a while when Mike gets on it, something about the 200th show coming up.
Wow.
So we're very, very excited and so thrilled to bring you Ham Radio and bring it to people that sometimes don't really know what we do and think it's very difficult, and we don't want to make it that way. It is not difficult, and especially with your teaching. So that's how it all got started. A few weeks into that, I got together with George, who was just the best. It was kind of funny if you go back and look at show two or three. I'm trying to build a little code oscillator or something. And George will tell you later, he's going to explain this. You can't do this live. And I'm trying to watch the chat room, watch the program doc for all the times, and solder, and oh, it was awful. I came up with Smoke and Solder. I thought that'd be a good title. And then I think George felt sorry for me, Gordon. I really do. He'll probably say that. But I think probably he felt sorry for me. But how do you feel about how the show has went?
Well, when Bob called me, I was jumping in the dune buggy with Suze, ready to head for the beach. He was so excited. And when he mentioned Leo Laporte, like many of you out there in the chat room and our viewers and listeners, we knew Leo, and I thought, wow, what an opportunity for ham radio. And the hams have positively responded to this show. So thank you, hams, for helping us make ham radio so much fun.
One of the other things that have really, spurred from this are the club meetings that George and you and I do, not together, but separately. We do club meetings via Skype. You know, clubs, they need programming today. You have to get some other interest, and you can get a lot of programming today free. Just put in a good old internet connection and Skype, and away you go. It really works well, and I love being able to share all of this excitement of amateur radio with all of your clubs. And if you haven't done that yet, send us an email, and we'll try to pick out a day and make it happen. We're wide open to that because we want to bring the excitement and the knowledge. We were talking about it coming up in the car from the airport today. You realize how many things America, the world, would not have if it wasn't because of ham radio. You wouldn't have television. You wouldn't have VCRs. Yeah, what did that do? It spurned into the CD because the engineers behind all of these great products were hams. And if you don't know that or realize it, you check it out. And most of the chief engineers of great radio TV stations and of these companies like Ampex and all these great RCA, those guys were all hams, amateur radio operators. They'd go home and go down in their basement at night and tinker and say, wow, we need to put this on the market. Wait a minute, that kind of sounds like me, because I do the same thing. I build something for myself, and after I use it a while, I'm going, wow, this sounds pretty good, and it becomes a product. And so it's amateur radio that drives so much today, and we're thrilled to bring it to you. And one of the guys that really brings it to you is our good friend George. And George, congratulations on your 9th anniversary. I can't imagine how much time it takes you to put amateur logic. You and Tommy have done a magnificent job. And we're going to roll over to the next set. He's got some guests. And George is going to tell you a little bit about how he got here and introduce Mike and Randy.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. And thanks for the congratulations on the 9th anniversary of amateur logic. That'll be next Wednesday. Will be our official 9th year in production on that show. And that's kind of how I got in Ham Nation. You know, I started doing this back in October of 2005 when there weren't really any video podcasts on the air. TWiT, I think, at that time was doing mostly audio podcasts. And this was after Tech TV was gone. But there were a few kids doing some videos on the internet, and I got to watching some of them. And there were a few, bigger names on there as well, but probably only a dozen or so shows. And I called up my friends Jimmy and Tommy, and I said, go watch some of these and see what you think. Would you like to do something like this? We're always tearing up something or building something. Somebody might like to see that. And they said, yeah, let's do it. So that's how I got started in this. And I'm going to be talking about that at Pacificon Saturday during a forum there. We've got Gordo starting out in the morning. I think Randy's doing another forum simultaneously in a different room, then Bob, and then I'll be on. But I had seen the first episode of Ham Nation when that came out, and I wrote an email to Bob, and I said, Bob, I like the show. I like what you're doing there, and keep on with it. And by the way, I do this other little show called Amateur Logic. And I didn't hear anything for about 2 weeks, and I had talked to Bob on the air a couple of times before, but he really didn't know who I was. And I got an email 2 weeks later, and he said, why don't you come join us and do this smoke and solder thing? Because he had seen some of our shows. And that's kind of how I got into it. And, boy, it's been a lot of hours, between the two shows. And I'm fortunate that I have another guy here that's helping out some with the smoke and solder. It's my friend over here for a number of years now, Randy, K7AGE.
Hi, George. Well, I'm just so happy to be here and be part of the Ham Nation crowd. It's really a lot of fun, and really enjoy, you know, making some videos and helping you out. I know what it's like to put something together, and it's not a Saturday afternoon project.
No.
So, yeah. And I don't know how you have done it for all these years, doing a show every week. Blows my mind.
it takes a lot of time. You know how much.
Yeah, because the more we do this, the more we get into the production values and all the shots and the editing, and you always want to go back and just tweak it a little more. Next thing you know, it's like midnight. You've only made 6 edits, and you just keep working at it. And at some point, you have to call it done and upload it so everybody can take and watch it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, there's going to be some imperfections in there, and
it's amateur.
It's amateur. Not professional, so.
Right.
But we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
You've been at this probably almost as long as I have. About how long now?
I think I started about 1 year after you started doing the amateur logic. I had a camera and had a FireWire port, so I recorded a bunch of stuff around the ham shack, and I was going to Beijing for a television broadcast convention. And one night when I couldn't sleep at 3 in the morning, I plugged the camera into the side of the laptop, and it said, would you like to import the media? And I brought it in. I edited this little thing together and uploaded it from my hotel room in Beijing, and go back the next day, and there's like 300-400 views. And I go, wow, you know, there's really people out there looking for stuff. And it's just gotten so much better and so much more detail. The videos that have really taken off is the how to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, my PSKs, you know, making antennas, the 6-meter dipole, the quarter wave, you know, things that we've been, you know, take for granted. We've been doing this for so long, but the new people really enjoy seeing, you know, actually putting stuff together. I get emails from people over at Radio Shack shopping for the parts. So it's really great to, you know, to be part of it all.